All right, welcome in, everyone. I'm Ben Rudnick. I go to Silas High School. We all do Running Star here at TCC.
That's right. I'm Carter White, and I go to Curtis High School.
I'm Marianne Strickland, and I go to Silas.
I'm Caitlin Force, and I go to Gig Harbor High School.
All right, so we all went to the same English class.
That's right.
So that's why we're here. And we all just want to talk about our midterms. Yeah, so we did a paper for our midterm just about something environmental. So I guess I'll go first. I did my paper on refrigeration, which is a very overlooked contributor to climate change. So way back when, CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons, I think I'm saying that right, they were all refrigerants, and they were really bad for the ozone layer. So what actually happened was we addressed this problem and switched to hydrofluorocarbons, which they fixed the problem, but they're like super, super bad for the environment. They're actually, they have 4,000 times the global warming potential of CO2.
So, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. And no one talks about it. It's the crazy thing. So I just talked about some alternatives, like CO2 is actually one of the alternatives.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that work?
What do you mean?
Like, instead of releasing these HFCs, it would release the CO2. Like a natural, hold on, I have it right here.
So like the production of like the refrigeration company needs to get on that pretty much.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy though, because like CO2 isn't thought of as like the bad
thing. Yeah, me too.
This is why I wanted to write the paper on it. But then there's like also issues of you have to enforce like regulations on these so that only the alternatives were being used for it to actually make a difference. So I got into that. What about you, Carter?
That's fascinating. The paper I wrote was about the indigenous people's land tenure or forest tenure, which basically it's a solution to a lot of the issues that we have with like our forests and like the mismanagement of a lot of the forests, especially in the US, but across the world. And the solution is actually to like give this land back to indigenous populations and like native populations so they can maintain it, because they historically have done a much better job at like keeping the forest like intact and like the just a much better place than what it is now. The real like why this issue stood out to be the most is that like it's not only like a climate change solution, it's also a solution to like human rights.
It's a rights thing.
Like restoring land to these people that have had it taken from them.
What are your thoughts on the giving it back to them, the Pacific Ocean, because we're overfishing?
I mean, I think that that's a... I feel like there has to be a way that we can, like, balance that, because, like, obviously I do think that the native populations have the right to, like, the land. But then I also think that in modern society, that's, like, a big, like, job industry there today, so I don't think that we could like entirely pull that back.
I think something we could do is like not sell as many fishing licenses like we do with hunting licenses.
Like regulate that more. See that.
Cap fishing. Like per season.
I would
and
say.
Then like first come first serve.
I could see that, because I think they already do like that a little bit, veterans. But like make it more
support some veterans.
Mary, you did yours on ocean power, right? Talk about that.
I'll get into that. So I did mine on marine energy, and I found that it can power over millions of U.S. households, especially on the Pacific.
Really?
Yes. So what they do is, so basically, like the bayous in the water generate electricity with the waves. It's really cool.
Oh, like it spins the turbine and it collects energy.
It's clean energy. And I think more people should get into it. Like, we don't have it enough, even though we're surrounded by water.
Yeah, that's right. And that would work for like all the states that are bordering the Pacific.
Yeah.
So like all of our houses powered by the ocean.
Dang.
Wow.
That can reduce CO2 by tons.
And then it's also like not affecting the like ecosystems on land from like the wind power.
Yeah, it's
like
not. The solar it also helps the wind power actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
That is. That's fascinating. Dang.
Wow.
What'd you talk about, Kate?
I talked about fast fashion. So all of the industries like H&M and Shein, the like quote unquote affordable fashion is actually really bad for the environment.
Really?
I didn't know that. The environment, but it uses a lot of child labor and just it's filled with waste from the beginning. The waste is people buy it and it's like micro trends. So people buy their micro trends from these affordable brands and then they throw it away. And it's 81 million tons of textile waste per year.
Jeez.
Throughout the whole entire world. Yeah, and so it's crazy.
Where does the waste go?
Into the ocean. Our beautiful, pristine oceans.
Damn.
I actually heard about plastics in the ocean, guys.
It's plastics ever. Plastic, like the island?
Yeah, the Great Pacific Garbage. Wait,
do you guys have some personal stories about plastic?
Yeah. All right. Just like anything about plastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious.
Like, go for it.
Personal connection.
Well, back in like probably third, fourth grade, when I used to live in Seattle, my next door neighbor was my babysitter, so I'd always go to her house after school, and we'd like have a snack. We'd walk her dog around the neighborhood, and it's not like downtown Seattle, but it's like North Seattle, and it's pretty. The area has a lot of. It's a similar situation. So there's a lot of trash like just all around the neighborhood, so we'd always go out and pick it up, which was pretty, even as a fourth grade, I was like, I'm really doing the right thing here.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Making changes.
Yeah.
Every bit helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a story that's sort of like the opposite of that. I was last year actually in there. Okay. So I'm part of a mountaineering club for like teens, and we like go and we climb mountains and that sort of thing, so it's really rad. And last year we climbed Mount Rainier, so we were going up, we set up our tent at base camp, and then the next day we went up to the summit, and as we were coming back down, I looked down at base camp. There were three tents for like the three groups that we had that were going up. When we come down, I noticed that there were only like two tents down there, and I was like, huh, I don't see our tent.
Someone packed up early or something.
Yeah, like maybe it. Well, that was my first thought was maybe like the Rangers like moved it because it was like in the way or something. I don't know. Yeah. Something dumb. And then we kept getting closer. We were like, that tent is like nowhere in sight. Like it's just not there. So then we eventually got down to the like base camp area. And we saw the like guy line, which is like the line that you used to stake down the tent. That was there, but like the rest of the tent was just gone. And so we looked over, there's like a big glacier to this side. So we looked over to that. We saw like a trail of our stuff leading into one of these big crevasses, which is like a crack in the glacier. And so then we like walked to the side, there's like a rock outcropping to the side of it. So we went and we looked down and we saw our tent was in that glacier. It was too far for us to like grab it or anything. So we were sort of screwed.
Or were you just screwed because it was your tent?
Yeah, I was screwed.
And like, you're saying like all that trash I picked up, it just kind of canceled out because of what you did?
Yeah, it canceled out because there's a tent, all my clothes, like the fast fashion thing, my clothes are in there forever. And then one day, this glacier is going to like grind down this tent and all my stuff into like microplastics, and it's going to get into the ocean.
Into our waters? From now.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Carter.
I know. Yeah, it's my fault. So, can blame me.
I have a story about plastics in the ocean. I was on vacation one time at a tropical place on the water, and I would wake up every morning, and the people at the hotel would be cleaning up hundreds of little pieces of plastic every morning because it would be lining the beach. Like, you couldn't see the sand.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
And I was like, oh, that's so gross. Mm-hmm. But then recently, I looked more into it, and I saw that all the plastic in the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. really isn't that bad for the organisms that live out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you get more into that?
Also,
yeah.
So the Pacific Ocean is basically void of life due to like the poor nutrients and very little diversity.
Okay.
And the water's filled with all like the marine life that we know and love. It's almost entirely located by the shore. Mm-hmm. And so the ocean gyres, they're like all over the world. And the Pacific one grabs all of the organisms that can't swim for themselves, called nudibranchs, mm-hmm. along with things like clams and like mussels.
Shellfish. And
yeah. Because they just can't swim for themselves.
Yeah.
And what also can't swim for itself, it's plastic. So it all gets swept up into this big ocean gyre, and it creates the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. And when you think of that, you think of like a floating mound of trash, when it's really not. Mm-hmm. If you look down at the water, it would look clear. But it's like within the first 6 feet of the surface of the water is where all of that plastic is. And a lot of people want to clean that plastic up, but it's the home to all of these animals that can't swim.
Fast. So
I didn't know that.
Would cleaning it up be ultimately worse for the world?
Well, there's pros and cons to both of it, but when you clean up all this plastic, you're killing hundreds, if not thousands, of these animals that wouldn't otherwise be able to live. Like, there's been a rapid decline in mussels, clams, and just shellfish in general.
Oh,
because
wow.
Driftwood has gone down 99% because the coastline is now lined with houses and forests.
Washington doesn't have shellfish like that anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't they have to ship it over?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
And so instead, these shellfish attach to plastics. And so it was like in the 2011 tsunami in Japan, there was 381 organisms that made it all the way from Japan to America.
Whoa.
Some went through whole reproductive cycles on this plastic. And so when you clean it up, you're killing whole ecosystems.
Huh.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And would cleaning that up, like, use a lot of energy?
Yeah, it would put a lot of CO2 out into the world
or
that
just
shouldn't
emissions
be there.
In general.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I've heard, is that, like, the solutions that people have for, like, cleaning up the Pacific Garbage Patch, it really, like, it emits more pollution than, like, it helps from cleaning up. Because, like you said, it's really... like, not as helpful as you would think that it would be.
Yeah. So. We're not condoning putting plastic into the ocean, but the plastic that's already there, that's in this void of life of the Pacific Ocean, can really just stay there.
Well, I read that it actually affects the pH of the ocean, which can kill, like, all the other organisms.
Well, like I said earlier, the marine life that we know and love so much is by the shore, mm-hmm. and the Great Pacific Garbage Patch... it's out by, like, Point Nemo. It's, like, the loneliest place on Earth. Because there's no real fish out there besides maybe the occasional whale migrating. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah. Interesting.
So why are they so eager to clear it up now and let it, like, pile up this long?
Well, we didn't really think it was an issue until we found it. Mm-hmm. And it's actually, we've been looking for solutions, more natural solutions, to clean up this garbage. And we found a bacteria that could, but that's actually far worse for the environment.
The bacteria is like...
that can degrade plastic.
Mm.
Oh.
And so we found that these clams and all this shellfish degrades it. And we're never going to eat this. It's not, these microplastics aren't going to get into our body because they're out at sea.
Yeah, that's true. They're not like harvestable.
And they're not, because those are being left alone by like fish and...
yeah, because it's in this void that is the Pacific Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's really just its own
colony.
Thing. Yeah.
What?
If we could, I think, if we could contain it to one, all the plastic to that, then there shouldn't be...
an issue?
It shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, I mean, if it stays where it's at, like, it's not causing any damage right now. So.
Yeah,
but if it is, like... like, if it's affecting, like... what, the whales that are migrating or something? I think that should be addressed.
Hmm. And I'll get an expert on this.
Yeah, that's, we need an saying. Expert.
We need to do some research, too.
Do you want to talk about call to actions that we think will be good for our viewers, listeners?
Put some trash in the ocean.
Don't listen to Carter, guys.
Yeah, my bad.
I would say just educate yourselves on the potential benefits of all of the topics we talked about, and advocate for laws and investments that are supportive of research and development in the field of renewable energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty profound.
Yeah. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, I'd say probably just do your research where you can. Mm. So you like you're doing the right thing, or at least trying to.
Yeah, I think a lot of these issues are like too big for like one person to really make a difference. But even like take note of like Ben's story and just like picking up some trash on your walk.
Yeah, the thing I probably canceled out what Carter did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like you can make a difference, however minute it may be.
Well, what our professor has told us is that since us as individuals can't do it, is that voting in local elections helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and lobbying.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a lot of...
Because you can, you might not make a big difference, but you can influence a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that's true. Cool. Something to think about.
All right.
I think that's all for today.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Thanks for listening,
Thank
guys.
Thank you guys for listening. Peace.